miles from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man.
And lovers, welcome back to Think of the Children. It's a premier podcast in which we use our advanced technology to destroy the things you hold the most dear in your childhood memory in the marketplace of ideas. And this, again, I fucked it. We had one week where I was doing okay with them, and now I fucked it again. I'm Owen Piper.
I'm Jay Little.
Hello, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm crouched over my phone like a fucking ninja, son.
Have you recovered from death? Because like last time we did the podcast, you were a ghost.
Yeah, well, now I'm a ghost ninja. I'm evolving. I've been promoted.
I thought you'd, like, received a corporeal form or something.
No, I can do that now, but I need to, like, throw shurikens.
We're still dealing with a few technical hiccups here on the show. I don't know what the fuck is causing it anymore, so we're going to just go with it.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to do it. We've got to do it for our great destinies.
Yeah, we're doing this, like, this is not easy to deal with. We're trying to sort this out for you assholes. We will see. There is every chance that my fucking internet will just crash halfway through the show. That is a very distinct possibility. We'll see how we do. Before we do that, though, Jay, I would like to know, how did Code Geass Lelouch of the Rebellion do on the television? How is it done? How is it doing? Is it airing well?
The incels hate it, which is good on my count.
That's fine. No issues there. What about the general public?
They liked us beating on a random person and then him becoming a nice person via the beatings. So it's done pretty well. We can fund at least like another 3 movies, maybe a TV show, and about like half a podcast.
Half a podcast? What?
Yeah, only half, because like most of our expenditures comes from my quite legit, absolutely totally legit cocaine addiction.
The cocaine addiction you definitely have that isn't a bit or a joke.
Yeah, exactly. It's totes my goats real, son.
I'm just looking at the Discord chat here that we use, and like, why have you written like fucking weeb shit in here?
I don't know. I just got bored. I just started typing.
Getsuga tensho bankai sayan naruto kun wa chan senpai. That's not even a sentence.
I was bored.
Okay, Chan Senpai. That's like Mr. Sir. You just put there.
Yeah, I have indeed. Also, Getsuga Tensho is a fucking super move from Bleach.
I know we didn't flesh that show out, but like, I did funnel a little bit of our funds into Mr. Dad Rock Hard.
God.
Did that do okay? Tell me that did. I need to know if that did okay.
How did it do?
Well, I mean, you're the financial.
Okay,
person.
I'll tell you how it did.
I put the money into it.
I'll get my documents.
Oh, this is good. This is good audio. This is good audio for the people. this is great. Sounds great, Jay. It sounds great.
Yeah, it did pretty good. It's alright.
Hell yeah.
That was some premiere sound work by Jay. And not at all my revision notes.
Wonderful Foley work.
Goddamn right.
Should we crack on?
We should.
Do you have any objection to us moving on past the weeb shit and back into the more mainstream media?
I could be convinced.
Well, we're gonna have to, because I think people are gonna tune out in record highs, because this is not an anime show, but it's
okay,
turning
fine.
Into one.
Fine, we'll conform.
We're very non-conformist here at Think of the Children. We support the goth lifestyle. I mean, I dress like one. I dress like a Panic at the Disco reject. So I mean, I kind of have to live through the lifestyle.
I dress with whatever's on the floor.
Now that's true nonconformity. So no one has sent us suggestions for a while, which is sad.
That's depressing.
Because I forgot to ask for any this week, but mostly because the well is
now
running
dry. Sad that I'm partnered with an idiot rather than no one sent us suggestions.
Okay, look, I don't know why you thought I'm anything but an idiot. I pitched this show to you.
That's a good point. I'm the smart one.
Well, I never said that.
I'm establishing that now. I am the smart one.
Okay, so what does that make me?
The pretty one.
Well, we both know that's fucking obviously not true, because look at you, you beautiful, beautiful man.
Well, I can't be two things. That's not fair.
What's not fair?
I don't know, that I'm... You're just making it sound like I'm generally better than you, and that makes me feel bad.
God damn it! You're so hot and smart, Jay. Jesus.
Stop it. Everybody... You don't need to say it. Everyone knows it. It's fine.
Most people haven't seen your face. What are you talking about?
That's a good point. I'm beautiful, just so everybody knows. I'm gorgeous.
Jay looks like Matt Doyle. I don't know if anyone knows who Matt Doyle is, but Jay looks like a half-Indian Matt Doyle. He's very attractive.
Who's Matt Doyle?
Look him up. He's a very, very handsome man. I would put his dick in my mouth, as well as yours.
That doesn't look like me.
Jay, I'm trying to make it sound. I'm trying to make you sound hotter than you actually are. Dude.
This guy's got a weird smile.
How fucking dare you? Matt Doyle is perfect.
He's got a weird smile. I hate to break it to you.
Fuck you. So, to make up for a lack of suggestions this week, what I've done, I've just written down a bunch of shit I remember from my childhood, which were the most popular shows. Basically, to do this, I looked at CBBC shows and wrote down all the ones that I remember watching at least once.
Sounds legit.
So, are you ready to go through this little list? I've got a few, there's a few here that are really, like, good, like, that were genuinely good shows. One I know has been suggested to us, but I couldn't tell you by who, was Dick and Dom in Da Bungalow.
Oh, man, lads. Lads, lads, lads.
Do you remember Dick and Dom, or is that too out of your...
Wait, I once sat in a lecture while someone tried to play bogeys in the last 3 years. So,
That's amazing!
Yeah,
that's amazing!
It wasn't funny because the guy was an asshole and nobody did it and everyone just kind of looked at him because he was a dickhead.
Yeah, obviously. But, like, I'm kind of amazed that in space year 20... Like, when was this? When did this occur?
My first year of uni, so... Would have been 2015.
Yeah, 2015. So in space year 2015, like a good 13 years after the show was cancelled, people are still playing bogeys. So do you want to explain Dick and Dom to the people back home?
I don't really know, because like, I only really caught, like, I never really woke up in time to catch the start of it. So I just like was exposed to the mid-level of sanity. And I was like, okay, this is a thing that's happening. So I don't actually know who the... like strange beings that are Dick and Dom and their Da Bungalow. It seems like some kind of religious material to me, that they have ascended or descended from the heavens to grant their wisdom to us and teach the children their ways.
It almost was the thing. Like so Dick and Dom, what it was a morning show for children. It was like a morning magazine show, and what they would do, it would sell two hosts, Dick and the titular Dick and Dom. And what they would do, a lot of their humour was really gross out humour, like they played games called bogeys, in which you went into public locations, and like slowly and surely, like louder and louder started saying bogeys. Dick and Dom would like splice in cartoons as well. They'd also have a segment called Diddy Dick and Dom, in which the small versions of them who lived in a cupboard
and sounded a lot like this, like it's uncanny.
And they would have little skits, and they'd play games with kids and give away prizes, and it was very well received because it was kind of gross and a bit weird.
Why did it get cancelled?
I don't know, because it won two BAFTAs.
Let me Google it.
Let's have a look.
Research team, here. Go.
This is the professional research team.
Okay, it was a bunch of complaints from people, I think.
I'm not surprised.
Apparently, Dom was told off for wearing a t-shirt that said Morning Wood. So, I'm sure that went down well.
That's great. Apparently, 40 people complained in the last episode of Series 4, in which Dick was seen giving birth to a countless number of babies.
Wait, he was giving birth? What? What?
Dick was giving birth to babies, yeah, it was great.
Okay.
Oh, God, it actually got into Parliament. This show was so, like, gross in 2005 that Conservative MP Peter Lough attacked it for its lavatorial content. Like, fucking, they really wanted to get rid of this show because they thought it was nasty. I'm like, guys, it's just a fun show for children. Fuck me. Dick and Dom in Da Bungalow. I think the best way to ruin it would just be take out the stuff people liked, which was all the gooey shit and all the horribleness.
Yeah. Just make it really straight-laced.
Yeah, make it just like a... In fact, no, just sterilise it. Like, make it like a children's magazine show, but have it just like, Hi, guys, I'm Richard!
No, you can have it so Dick and Dom are like, the challenges are just like accounting challenges.
No, okay, hang on. So it's still Dick and Dom in the bungalow, but instead of like, oh, eat this thing and it might be spicy, it's do my taxes, please.
Yeah,
exactly. Vacuum my living room and you'll win a Milky Bar. Do chores. That's basically what I'm going for here.
Yeah, it's just like, looks like it's time to clean the gutters, and then they just hand you a mop or whatever the fuck you clean a gutter with. I've never cleaned a gutter.
I think you clean a bucket, a gutter with like a bucket and a spade?
No.
Or your bare
hands?
That's
how you play chess, Owen.
Anyone who... Of course, sorry, I'm being ignorant again.
God. Now I really am the smart one.
Because that is how you play chess.
Honestly.
For sure. I do apologise. I'm very sorry. Oh, I'm looking at the revival thing, and apparently in June 2016, the producer, Steve Wright, tweeted that there might be a possibility of a one-off special for Dick and Dom, but Steve Wright has not tweeted for ever. He has simply been retweeting a lot of stuff. Also, I'm going to make a little bit of a tangent here. I put up a tweet before a couple of days ago now, about can someone get in touch with Millwall about a branding opportunity.
Have we heard back?
And so, not from Millwall, but someone retweeted it.
What?
Like a marketing firm has retweeted it. They're all on about like we help. Like I'm like okay, so watch this space. For soon, this podcast may be sponsored by Millwall Football Club.
oh my god.
We'll see how we do on that one. If Millwall wants to get in touch, they can. And we will fight anyone for that honour.
That's amazing.
Update on the Miyazaki front as well. We have not yet been blocked by Hidetaka Miyazaki. We will keep you posted on that one also. This has been the Twitter update corner of the show.
Oh my god, it actually was. I actually was.
Yeah, you see it?
It's crazy. Geonovators. What the fuck?
Yeah, man. I think they're like a low-end marketing firm, but like, I'm a little bit surprised.
Yeah.
I think it's because I used the word marketing in the tweet.
Well, we're going to expand, dude. We're making money now.
Hell yeah, this is it. This is it.
Geonovators and their weird-ass robot fucking thing.
Also, Geonovators, if you wish to contact us about a marketing opportunity, please do so.
Yeah, we fucking love your weird-ass fucking robot thing.
We love you! We're not going to fight you. We'll fight anyone to help you, and we'll bring in Millwall.
Hey, if you play your cards right, I might even take you to dinner, weird-ass robot thing.
Oh my, this is getting...
Yeah. Intimate. Yeah.
Should we have a look at another show, or you still want to explore Dick and Dom for a little bit?
No, I'm okay. I've done robots in the past, I don't need to do anymore.
We're not talking... That seems like a bit of a non sequitur. I was asking if you wanted to move on to another show, not if you want to fuck a robot. But
no, it's fine. It's fine.
You do you. Here's a show I know you'll have seen. Are you familiar with a show called Jackie Chan Adventures? Do you enjoy this show? Have you seen it?
I did. I loved it. It was awesome. I had one of the medallions.
Okay, so I'm glad you know what you're talking about, because I was a little bit concerned you hadn't seen it for a moment. Do you want to explain to the beautiful people what this show was and why it was so good?
No, I just remember liking it. I have no idea what the fuck it was about.
For fuck's sake. So, Jackie Chan Adventures was a show I can't really remember properly, but I remember Jackie Chan was in it, and he had a niece and a granddad, and he had to find magic talismans relating to the Zodiac, and from ninjas? Was that it? Were there ninjas?
I'm looking right now, and it's just called The Dark Hand.
Ooh, that's edgy.
Yeah. Oh my god, do you remember? Oh fuck, what was it called? Shit! Oh, it was like this thing where the people had the dragon bracelets and shit. Golden dragon.
Oh, fuck! Yeah, it was called. I know exactly the show you're talking about. They had like masks and stuff, right?
I don't know.
It was. The show you're talking about is either called like The Legend of the Dragon or Shaolin Showdown.
No, it's not Shaolin Showdown. That's a different thing.
Jackie Chan Adventures, yeah, he had the only thing I remember about Jackie Chan Adventures was he had a granddad that would say, one more thing, do this! And that's all anyone remembers out of that show, just the old man going, one more thing, Jackie!
It was Legend of the Dragon, by the way, I just found it.
I thought it was, yeah. That was a really good show as well. I remember even less about that, but it had a similar sort of vibe.
I remember that his sister hated him.
Yeah, they were on opposing sides because he had like the cool dragon and she had like the shadow dragon or something, and they shot dragons out of their hands like Hanzo from Overwatch.
I wish I could actually say what Hanzo and Genji yell, because it's super cool. Even if I get caught out by fucking Hanzo's alt all the time, and I'm just like, fuck! sometimes I'm like, it's really funny when they've got the wolf skin on, and it's the wolf heads instead, I'm like, fuck! I hate wolves!
I like that. That's like, oh shit, I'm still gonna die, but at least it's slightly different. Yeah. I like how he gets different voice lines for that as well. That's really fun. Like, all the other alternate skins is exactly the fucking same, but occasionally they'll get new voice lines. I'm like, oh, that's neat. Yeah. I think the best way to ruin Jackie Chan Adventures is just take Jackie Chan out and replace him with someone that isn't Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Still keep the name. Keep it being called Jackie Chan Adventures, like the new one.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Have Jean-Claude Van Damme play Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan still in it.
But I've got it. It's still Jackie Chan, but now his grandfather is Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, okay, I like that. Just the most enjoyable character in the show is reduced to nothing.
Yeah.
That's interesting. It's like, Jackie, one more thing.
Have a Coors Light.
Have a Coors Light! Hey, Jackie, one more thing. Have you tried the refreshing taste of Coors Light beer? I know I have.
Oh, man. I don't think I've ever had Coors Light. I remember when I worked in a pub and the Coors Light, like, tap was really cool because it had actual ice on it. So I spent half my time just standing behind the bar, like, putting my thumb on the ice. Like, you hold it. And I'd be really entertained by this. And I'd look up and I'm like, oh, cool, my shift's over. Yeah. I was a good barman.
You were. It sounds like you were. Fuck, you know.
What was that show about the fucking Kung Fu Chickens?
Oh, Chop Suey Chocks, or whatever the fuck it was called. I know the show you're talking about. Hang on. Chop.
I think it was Chop Suey.
Suey.
Yeah, it is. Chips. No, for once I don't want Chop Suey the song.
Yeah, Chop Socky Chooks, that was it. And they look fucking horrible. God, that's the stuff of nightmares! What the fuck? This was a show! They look like dicks with hair!
I mean, I hate to break it to you, my dude.
One of the villain is the end of a penis in a spacesuit! What was this visual design? What is this?
Oh,
fucking
God.
Hell! I've seen some bad character. I've seen some bad character designs. They are dicks with like fucking hair on the air. They don't look like chickens like they're fucking supposed to.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck this is. This is bullshit. Wow, I can't believe that they got away with this. I cannot fucking believe they got away with that. They don't look like anything.
I don't think anyone really watched it. I don't think it was very popular.
This is so lazy, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, man. Kids will watch anything. They're fucking stupid.
Kids will watch any dumb shit, yeah.
That's how we have fucking Bakuman or whatever the fuck it was called.
What are you talking about now?
Yeah, that was it.
You're just trying to remember shows now.
No, I thought Bakuman was a fucking TV show, but it's a Digimon.
Do you mean Bakugan?
Bakugan! That was it.
This is more fucking... Are you about to trip me into looking up more anime?
No.
It's fucking anime, Jay!
I didn't mean to, it was an accident! I was on a fucking, like, thought.
It's just shit Beyblades! It's just Beyblades, but shit! It's shit, yeah. Beyblades, fuck you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, kids will watch fucking anything, that's why we have shit Beyblades.
That's true. We're kind of getting off topic, so I think we need to kind of just try and reel it back in a little bit.
Yeah.
Have you got any ideas?
I can't really think of what I used to watch as a kid.
That's great for this show that requires us to remember what we watched as children.
I just repressed most of my childhood.
Wow, okay. That's going to sound a lot darker than it needs to be.
I don't know. What did I watch as a kid? Oh! Did you ever watch Code Lyoko?
Do I remember what, sorry?
Code Lyoko.
I vaguely recall it. I watched a few episodes.
If you look at it now, it's horrifying.
horribly dated now. Yeah,
it's super creepy. Yeah, don't look it up. It's bad.
Do you want to explain to the people what Code Lyoko is? I remember they have massive foreheads, so I'm gonna go look at that while you explain to the people what Code Lyoko is.
Yeah, but yeah, so Code Lyoko was like about these four kids who found this machine that could send them to a virtual world. Was it five kids? It was five kids who could send them to a virtual world. So like they went there and they found this other kid who was like a computer program or some shit, and then they just fought like viruses, I think. I don't remember. Yeah, I think that was it.
They all have exceptionally large... Oh, no, okay, so there were five kids, but only four of them went into the computer.
That was it, yeah. Oh, my God.
One kid didn't go in.
Yeah, he stayed out and was, like, that guy from The Matrix who doesn't go into The Matrix.
I don't like to rag on early character designs very much, because I know it was, like, the 2000s, we were still trying to figure stuff out. But these kids have such big foreheads! What the fuck?
They all look really angry as well. What are they going to be so mad about? Like,
this girl's got two sets of eyebrows! What the fuck? She's got human eyebrows, and then she's got, like, robot eyebrows above her human eyebrows. This is bullshit. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know what this is supposed to be. I don't know why they thought this was an acceptable thing to do.
This is unacceptable. This is obscene. This is horrible. This is ridiculous. Fuck you.
Yeah. It was a really creepy show when I watched it when I was younger as well.
Yeah.
It was kind of just, like... It was, like, awkward... But not in, like, the kids were awkward, it was just the whole show was just, like, off in some way, and you're kind of watching it like, I don't know what's supposed to be happening, or, like, what this show is going for. And, like, I was, I don't know, five. And even then I was like, man, this is bad writing. Like, I don't know what the fuck's happening.
I've only ever seen it in French, because we watched it in French class once. Because we had like an off day at school every year when everyone went on residential trips, so we had a week where we just pissed around. And this was something we did during that. We had to watch this show in French.
I found like a random DeviantArt speed paint that looks better than these designs.
People were really into this show. Like this show, I remember still people talk about it. It's not as much as they do like stuff like Reboot. Or,
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, this is really good artwork. As I say, like, I'm not, I said I'm really shittily, but it's actually really good. It's just really cool. But, yeah, what else was on?
It had a really bopping theme song, as I recall. The theme song was a bop.
Yeah, it was very synthy, I think.
Yeah. Oh, they already brought it back, though. They did a new series called Code Lyoko Evolution. Oh, they made it live action!
Are the character designs better?
Not really. So what happened was, in the original show, it was 2D animation, and when they went into the new world, it was 3D animation.
Oh, no! They did the worst thing they could have done!
Yeah, they did the worst possible fucking thing they could have done. So they did it live action, and then when they go into the computer, it's 3D. The 3D character idea... 3D character models in the new series, leagues better. But the fucking, the actors, no thank you. The one girl is wearing a very obvious, ridiculous pink wig.
What's with that one guy's hair?
You don't have that odd?
Are they trying to recreate, are they trying to recreate anime hair in like real life?
In real life, yeah. It's so fucking stupid.
Because I would need half a can of hairspray to get my hair to look anything like actual anime hair.
Yeah.
God damn it, Owen. We're back on anime. Fucking sort out.
You can't escape.
You're the captain of this adventure.
They've already done Code Lyoko. Code Lyoko's been done for us. If they've already done this, I don't even need to touch it. But if we want to fucking ruin it, how could we do that?
I think people like the whole them trying to keep it a secret. Of like trying to like stealthily do this shit. So maybe they just make it so that like, I don't know, I don't think that really would change much. If you had like, it was like a populated world that everyone could dip into, that's basically just Sword Art Online or Excel world.
Oh no, but do it though. Because one thing so Digimon did it not long ago. Digimon kind of made one of the Digimon continuities now, one of the like five, is that everyone knows what the digital world is.
What the fuck happened to Digimon while I was not watching it?
Everyone knows what the digital world is and they all go to it, and like it's one of the better of the new continuities, to be honest. But I never liked that. I always liked when Digimon was like secretive and like, oh, we have to go into the digital world stealthily. So I think if you make it so that it's just like the internet is under attack from computer viruses, I think that's probably the best way to do it.
Alright, sounds good. I think we should focus more on a game show this time, because last few times we've done
a game show.
Yeah, because last few times we've done this, we've done something with like a narrative arc.
That's very true. Okay.
So we should mix it up.
Show.
We don't want to be stale. We don't want to be like.
That's okay.
We don't want to be like all these new indie films coming out and breaking the mold.
I've got two game shows written down on my list. You're right if we just go with we go through. Oh, we've got three. Sorry, you're right if I go through them just kind of one by one.
Go for it, Captain. Captain fuckass.
Right, that's just, well, that's just fucking rude.
The Adventures of Ghost Ninja and Captain Fuckass. That's the name of the podcast now.
That's, there it is! The Adventures of Ghost Ninja and Captain Fuckass. That's the title of the episode, thank you. The first game show I've got written down on my list is a show that a lot of people from our childhood will remember. It's called Jungle Run.
Oh!
Yeah, I know, right?
No, so, fuck it, let's do that one. I don't give a shit about the other ones. Let's do Jungle Run.
Jungle Run it is. I think Jungle Run is a very rich kind of thing we can tap
Jungle
into.
Jungle Run is legit.
In Jungle Run, these kids went to a massive, air quotes, jungle, in which they would have to complete various physical and mental challenges to win monkey statues. There were silver ones, there was one red ruby one, which was made out of soap. What they did, they went through about six games and acquired as many of these statues as they could. Each statue they got was an extra 20 seconds in the final challenge, where you could win stuff like bikes and scooters and iPods and all sorts of really cool shit. And it was genuinely probably the coolest thing I think anyone in our generation ever watched.
Yeah, it was fucking sick.
It was so good. Like, there were waterfalls and there was like big underground mazes, and I don't know how they did. I'd love to see a making of documentary.
Yeah, it was kind of like Raven. Like, the production value was just so high.
Through
and, like,
the fucking
it was all really
roof,
creative
yeah.
and cool.
It was like way better than it deserved to be.
Yeah.
There were two monkeys. So the idea was he was stealing from the temple of the Monkey King or something like that. And he had two servants called Sid and Elvis, I think. I think Sid and Elvis were their names. Also, Dom from Dick and Dom presented the first series of this show.
Oh, yeah.
And that was it. So, you know, there were challenges like remembering pairs of symbols on a board or using a bamboo pole to hook. This was the one I remember. Using bamboo poles to hook baskets over a waterfall to get the things, to get statues. Okay, so it was recorded and at a disused airbase.
RAF Newton.
That's why they had all that fucking space.
Ah. I got to go to RAF Cosford for free once. That was pretty sweet.
RAF Cosford's like right near our, like right where we live. It's great.
No, I worked on a bar there, so I just sat there, like, watching shit happen. It was awesome. It was really funny as well, because, like, they did a demonstration where they're, like, they just set off a bomb, but the woman I was working with, like, had worked, like, she was an ex-RAF cadet, and she fucking was, like, the fucking, like, this thing was so far away, and I just turned to her when this, like, the whole thing just shook, and she was like, oh, yeah, that's a bomb. I was like, what the fuck? Why did no one fucking warn me that we set fucking bombs off over there? I needed to know that information, okay? That was something
that's
I needed
the kind of
to
thing.
Know.
It's the kind of information I kind of want.
Everyone was just so chill about it. They're like, oh, yeah, they're setting off bombs, and I'm just there with a fucking half a pint in my hand, like... Fuck.
How can we best ruin Jungle Run?
You'd have to definitely take the production value down.
See, here's what I'm thinking. We just kill some kids in a jungle.
No, let's not do that. That's bad.
What have you got against us killing kids? No. Every time I suggest we kill some kids, you're like, oh no, we can't do that. Jay, we're in this business to make money, not to save lives. Fuck the kids. If it gets us the money, I'm going
to
shit.
Why is your default, if we're not saving lives, why is your default to take them?
Because, Jay, this is a zero-sum game. And if I'm honest with you, I'm dying one day, and I'm sure it's fuck not going alone.
I think if you're going to ruin it, you've got to make it so that, like, it feels really safe. Because the coolest thing about Jungle Run was always that there was the element of danger.
It genuinely felt like they were in, like, peril. Like, if they fail the challenge, they get stuck in the room. Like, there was one I always remember. There was, like, an underground maze, and they had to, like, call out symbols to their teammates above so they could slap the thing and open the doors.
And exactly.
It genuinely felt like they were going to get stuck in that maze. It was very kind of claustrophobic. It was really good.
Yeah. So, like, you need to take out the element of danger. Maybe rather than it being in a jungle as well, because, like, especially in the fun rainy forested land of England, jungles are pretty fucking exotic. So if you just put it in, like, you can't put it in an old mansion because that's just as cool.
Yeah. Well, there was a game show similar to that. It was called Trapped.
Oh, that was good. No, you know what you could do? You could just put it in a house.
House Run doesn't really have the kind of same.
I like, it's not even creepy. You just got to, like, do really awkward. You got to do really awkward puzzles. Like, oh, I need to get the cereal out of the cupboard, but my friend's like on the.
This
like...
is the this is Dick and Dom. This is the new Dick and Dom reboot. Also, it can be the same.
Yeah, it's a jungle. It's called Dick and Dom in the Bungalow Run.
Do our chores, and we'll give you an iPod. So, okay. So, maybe each week they go to a different single man's house or single woman or whoever, someone lonely and depressed. Clean up our house and we'll give you an iPod.
Yeah.
Or, like, clean up, you know, do my taxes and you get a monkey statue. Ooh.
Yeah.
And
then every now and then we have people in there, and then every now and then we throw actual chimpanzees at them.
kids, are you having fun? Not really. Well, I'm prepared to have more fun with live monkeys! They have rabies, run fast.
We'll give the kids like sharpened sticks and be like, okay, so you gotta do this guy's like what you gotta empty the dishwasher, but at a random interval, we're just gonna fucking drop a chimp on your head. you can't kill the chimp because, you know,
it was expensive.
That's expensive and it's just mean to kill an animal.
The chimp is insured, you are not.
So we give the sharpened stickers for them to poke it so it goes away. So then you have to complete the dishwasher challenge. And like they'll be like, when you're signing the form, it'll be like risk of loss of limb, which is like a pretty standard thing. So you'll be like, oh, that's fine, and then you get in there, like, no, actually the real risk was that a fucking chimpanzee's gonna rip your goddamn face off.
A chimpanzee we haven't fed for days, and it's just really, really horny. Just...
Why does it have to be horny?
Because, Jay, it makes for more interesting television. Don't at me. Some people want to see a chimpanzee fuck someone on national TV. Do not fucking at me.
This is a kids' game show.
Well, maybe not. Like, maybe we make it for adults then, Jay.
Yeah, okay, no. We do... No, maybe not celebrities. No, we do
criminals.
We do people who lost.
It's the Hunger Games.
We're just combining all the game shows.
Welcome to Celebrity Big Brother 7. In this week, we have to do some taxes while we're attacked.
We have to deal with fucking chip dick and murder.
This week, the contestants have to file Tax Form 45P while getting fucked in the mouth by a monkey.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. What is this fucking show?
It sounds great. We have to have people off in the distance with tasers, though, because we don't want anyone to actually get murdered by...
No, for sure. We're going to medically sort this out. We're going to have one taser to share.
Yeah. No, we'll be filming the show and I'm imagining we're producers and like we'll be like, where's the taser? And I'll just pan across and I've just tased you because I'm bored. We'll just be like, hey Owen. You'd be like, hey Owen. You'd be like, what? I'd be like, tase! You're like, wait, Jimmy's getting his face ripped off by a chip. Where's the taser? It's on Owen's nipples.
I think we found it. I think we've done it.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, then. Well, friends and lovers, thank you for listening to Think of the Children. We really appreciate you joining us on this episode. Fuck me. Those last 5 minutes. Jesus Christ. If you want to send us any suggestions or some stuff that you would like us to ruin on this program, you can tweet us at TOTCcast. Or, alternatively, if you want to help us grow our business, you can tweet to that marketing company we mentioned earlier, the name of which I can't remember. If you would like GeoNovators, go give them some love. We also have an email address, totccast@gmail.com. You can send us your emails and stuff there. We'd really also appreciate if you could leave us a review over on iTunes. I don't really know how algorithms work, but I'm pretty sure that will help us out, get more people to listen to the show, which would be really nice. And I think that's about it. Is there any other housekeeping notes? I don't think so. Tweet at Millwall, get them to get on us. Tweet at GeoNovators, get them to get on us for some sponsorship.
The thing is though, actually, don't, if you tweet Millwall, be careful what you say, because they will fuck you up.
Be careful, be nice, because
like, with no hesitation, you will die.
If Millwall FC's fans turn on us, we will be killed. So I don't really... That will be a very abrupt end.
I'm too young and too pretty to die right now.
Friend, do you have any parting advice you would like to give to our listeners?
As we discussed with the chimps, don't feed the wildlife, because it will rip your arm off. Same thing if you're in Millwall, because they will also rip your arm
Millwall!
off. Millwall! Are we now a Millwall fan cast?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. My name's been Owen Piper.
My name is Jay Little.
And you've been listening to the official Millwall FC fan cast. And this is a witty sign-off.